Imagine if you could shift your mindset and start loving the person you are, releasing that self-critic who loves to really look at your flaws. Imagine if you would look in the mirror and high five yourself and love that reflection that's staring back at you. Imagine this happening. Imagine you lessening that self-critic. I mean, she's always going to be there, right? That inner voice, that self-critic is always going to be there. But it's choosing the power to validate it or not. You quite possibly really give people you love, friends, family members, compliments. There's possibly people out there on social media or in the news that you really look up to, and you say to yourself, I wish I was more like them. I wish I could do that. I wish I had the self-confidence they have. That doesn't happen overnight. That self-confidence, that self-value, that self-worth, it is work, right? Anything's work. Think about achieving what you have, or let's say simplified as riding a bike, right? It took work. It took these baby steps until you actually got on your bike and you pedaled without training wheels, or you were able to go further than you were before. All these things that you imagine or you wish would happen or could happen, if you shifted, if you, let's say, transformed through baby steps and you started believing in yourself, believing you can do it, believing you can make it happen, that simple transition of believing in yourself is a huge step towards achieving it. And it's those baby steps that you do every day where the belief comes stronger, the reality becomes truth. So let's, let me give you a prime example here. Let's say you see somebody that's running a 10K or they are working towards running half a marathon. And again, this is just an example I'm putting out there because I think when we see runners, when we look at runners, we can see the work it takes. And yes, I myself am a runner as well. So how often do you see someone running out there and saying, wow, look at them go, or, you know, someone tells you, a friend tells you they're working on running their first 10K and you praise them. And then you ask them, well, how are you going to do it? How are you going to achieve it? And they tell you, well, you know, I run so many days a week, or I, you know, go so far every week or every day. Those are the baby steps they're taking. And they're possibly telling you that, you know, I thought I could never do this, but now I can, because the more I run, the further I go, I find I can do it. So it's those baby steps that they're doing towards their goal that's getting them there. So what is a goal that you have? What is something you're dreaming of or wish you could do? So I'm going to break it down for you. What is that goal that you want to achieve? What is that one thing that you want to do 6 months from now? I know you're thinking, 6 months from now, Tanya, oh my gosh. But break that down now instead of thinking, oh, 6 months or a year is so far away. No, it's not. As you know, life can fly by and it'll be here faster than you know. So what is that 6-month goal you have? Now, I want you to break down that 6-month goal into monthly things. What is it you need to do or to have achieved every month to get you there to that 6-month goal? Now, as you look at each month, what is a baby step you're going to begin implementing every week that is going to get you to that monthly goal and then to that 6-month goal? So here is an example again. I think examples play a key in, yes, being able to visualize things easier. And I think it really blends well into what this whole podcast is about self-care, about self-love, about shifting your mindset, and, possibly becoming the person you've always wanted to be. You need to make self-care a part of your life. Because at the end of the day, nobody else can do it, right? Nobody else can make you do it except for yourself. So in 6 months, you want to really feel more confident. Okay, you want to lift yourself up, more confident, which allows you to feel more comfortable in uncomfortable situations, or possibly in a room where you don't know anybody. So 6 months from now, you want to feel more confident. So what are you going to do? What's your monthly goal? It can even be the same thing. Sometimes when we have too many steps, it can be harder to achieve them as well. So that 6-month goal of, I want to feel more self-confident. So every month you need to have that monthly goal of, I did something for myself every week that created self-care. Okay, so that is your every month goal. I did create self-care for myself every week. So look at month one, break it down. Week one, you gave yourself a compliment when you looked in the mirror. That is your goal for week one. Every day I'm going to give myself a compliment when I look in the mirror. And you might be saying, but Tanya, what does that have to do with self-confidence? It's appreciating, loving who you are. That is what and how it relates to self-confidence. And don't be surprised if it feels very uncomfortable to give yourself a compliment, because it's something we excel at, right? Giving other people compliments, but lacking in giving ourselves a compliment. So that is week one. You're going to give yourself a compliment every day when you look in the mirror, first thing in the morning. Break it down even further. Day two is an activity. I'm going to choose 2 days a week for half an hour on those 2 days to move my body, whether it's go for a walk, whether it's ride your bike, whether it's stretch. Choose something that you like to do that's a physical activity. And you're going to say 2 days a week. If you want to add in more, great. And you're going to do a minimum of 2 days a week, that 30 minutes of that activity. Put in your calendar, make an appointment with yourself, same way you would make in a doctor's appointment, dentist appointment, maybe even a haircut appointment. You would make it and you would not cancel it. So this is the same thing. It's an appointment with yourself for that self-care physical activity. So we have day one, give myself a compliment every day. Week two, move my body 2 days a week for a minimum of 30 minutes. Week three, you're going to combine those two. You're going to give yourself a compliment every day when you look in the mirror first thing in the morning. And you're going to move your body now 3 days a week for 30 minutes or 2 days a week for 45 minutes. Week four, you are going to add something else that works for you. So an example for week four would be you're going to wear something that is hanging in your closet for years or for months in your drawer, your dresser drawer, and you haven't worn it, but you love that piece. Okay, you love that piece of clothing. Now, sometimes that piece of clothing that we've loved for years doesn't fit us anymore. So maybe there's a jewelry, piece of jewelry that you really love and you haven't worn it for a long time. Wear it, because that brings you happiness when you wear it. So that is week four. Okay? So there you go. A month's worth of baby steps to get you closer to that 6-month goal of more self-confidence. So again, week one was giving yourself a daily compliment. Week two was moving your body minimum 30 minutes a week, 2 days a week. 30 minutes. And then week three was combining them together, the self-compliments every day, moving your body 30 minutes, 2 days a week. But now you're going to either lengthen the time to 45 minutes or add a third day in there. And week four was wear something that really makes you feel great, brings you happiness, cheers you up. Now, month two, you're going to continue all those things from the first month, and you're going to add in something else, okay? Something else. Start gratitude journaling. Okay, second week is you're going to do gratitude journaling, something I do every day. If I do skip a day, then I do it visually, send it out there to the universe, I'll say, what I'm grateful for. So start a gratitude journal in your second month, but still continue to do those baby steps that you did in week one, week two, week three, week four of that first month. You can always add in more things as well. And therefore, you keep on continuing like that for month three, month four, month five, and here we go, month six. Don't be surprised, and I can confidently say that you're going to feel this uplift, this rejuvenation, this revision of yourself, that you are going to have more self-confidence. It's through those baby steps that you've taken every day, or a few times a week, that had raised naturally that self-confidence in you. And remember what I mentioned at the beginning? You need to believe in yourself that you can do it. Because what we put in our mind is how we start to react. If you start to believe in yourself, then that is what's going to naturally start occurring. Believing yourself is going to naturally start occurring. That self-confidence is going to start building up. And don't be too surprised either if people around you start noticing something's a little bit different about you. Maybe you have a lighter step, you're a happier person, you have a smile more. Maybe you carry your body differently, but people are going to start noticing. And don't be too surprised if they start complimenting you or start commenting about they're seeing something a little bit different about you. And you know how we feel about self-compliments, right? Do we take them? Probably not. But accept that compliment and say, thank you. Because when you accept that compliment, the person that gave it to you feels better as well. So it starts to have this domino effect, right? And the more it happens to you, the more it happens to other people, the more the domino effect then carries out from there. Because you have accepted that compliment, that person feels better, and that energy is spread out, and the people around you and that other person feels that positive energy, and it carries forth, so forth, and so forth. So this is episode 37 about how do you achieve that goal again, I zeroed in on self-confidence. It's something that I feel there's so many of us that want that. You know, when you look out there, you might even see people that you perceive to have self-confidence because of the way they put themselves out there. But don't be too surprised if they struggle it as well. And that don't be too surprised if there's baby steps that they do to show to the world their self-confidence, but yet they work on it themselves to keep it like that. So I want to thank you very much. This is Tanya Otterstein-Lise, listening to episode 37, another episode of my podcast. And, you know, if there's subjects you want me to talk about some more, send me an email, Tanya, spelled T-A-N-Y-A, at bodybusiness.ca. I'd love to hear from you as well, what your takeaway is on today's podcast. Send me an email. You can follow me on Instagram as well, at Tanya Otterstein-Lise, spelled just the way it is here on my name on my podcast. And let's get yourself feeling proud, believing in yourself, shifting your mindset and start transforming to the person that you're meant to be, that unique, beautiful, amazing, handsome, gorgeous self. Have yourself a beautiful day. And as I sign off, give yourself a compliment and think about the best thing ever that happened today. Until next time, see you later.